So I am not a risk taker. I have major trouble trusting people, including myself. And I am absolutely petrified of heights. Like a three-step stepladder will send me in shivers. But yet, I found myself in a prop plane flying over the Vegas desert with a parachute on my back. Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. So how I got there was, this was 3 days after my 50th birthday. I had spent the last 2 years healing from a marriage. Okay, we're gonna borrow your name and call him, was it Asshat? Asswipe. Sorry. Not her husband, but probably his twin. And also fighting breast cancer. And I was desperate to feel anything at all, besides whatever it was I was feeling, all that darkness, whatever that I hide behind my beautiful smile that everyone tells me that I have and that I carry it so well, and all of that crap. So this took me a full year to convince myself to do this. I researched it like crazy. I told every single person that I knew, and typical to me, I overthunk it a million times. And I realized that I needed somebody to come with me to hold me accountable. So remember, I was 50, and none of my friends, I'm sorry, Anne, none of my friends qualified, but I realized that I had given birth to the perfect candidate 19 years earlier. So my oldest son, Gavin, the one that made me a mom and everything that I've always wanted to be, he is hilarious and caring and empathetic and manipulative. And really, really impulsive and not always makes the best decisions. And he also went through the same exact life that I went through in his 19 short years. And with all of that and all of the different traits that he had, in order to cope, despite my best trying, he turned to drugs. And at the age of 18, he got his driver's license. And within about 4 to 6 months, he totaled 2 cars. And it really was a major wake-up call for all of us. And after a lot of conversations with him and a lot of coaxing, thank goodness, he decided to choose rehab over homelessness, because that was his choice. And the time of the skydiving trip, he was 2 weeks away from his 1 year soberversary. So I figured, well, that's a great reason to come celebrate with me. I'm going to celebrate me being alive. You're lucky to be alive, too. So I called his sponsor, and who was immediately on board. And we, Gavin and I packed up a few months later, and we flew out to Vegas. So we wind up, after another long trip, different story, we wind up at the hangar where the plane is. Now, I have to tell you, I did such a great job convincing myself I was ready. I was so ready. I was excited. I was could not wait to get in that jumpsuit and to get on that plane. And he was just beyond, like, could not believe that, like, mom, who wouldn't even climb a rock, was actually going to skydive. But he also understood what that meant for me, right, and was really supportive and loving and all of that, too. So this were tandem dives. This was not us, the two of us, just jumping out with our own parachutes. So we had our own partners. Mine was named Cash. I have no clue what his was named. I wasn't paying attention. I was much more worried about myself. And we got out, we did like some, you know, can you sit down? Can you do this? Like, here, put on the suit. All these like weird things that they make you do before you go skydiving, sign every waiver possible. I bought the best package ever. What I didn't tell you is I'm also currently a recovering perfectionist, but then very much so a perfectionist. So in my mind, I was going to buy the best package of video and photography ever because this was going to be like the best experience of my life, and I needed it recorded. So we get out to the plane, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I didn't really realize how small and thin prop planes really are. These things are tiny. So there's five of us. It's myself and Cash and Gavin and his dude and the pilot. The pilot, by the way, was watching us do these exercises where like I had to like crouch down in like this weird position for a long time, and I could just tell he was like, this is so not gonna happen. And he had that face on the entire time. And it turns out that they wanted me to go out first. So I get the lucky seat. There's also no seats in the plane besides the pilot seat. So we're all on the ground, and I get the lucky idea that I get to crouch down next to the pilot and whatever that like stick shift thing is on the floor, between the stick shift thing and the door. And if you picture like the passenger side of your car and like the floorboard area, it was smaller than that. And I mean, I love my body, but I'm not small. So it was rough, and I'm sitting down there, crouched down in this crazy outfit with a parachute, and like Cash is behind me, and my son, who's like 6'1", gets to sort of sprawl out in the back, and the plane's getting higher and higher, and you can feel every single movement, and every once in a while, I'd catch this pilot looking at me like side-eyed, like, this is going to be interesting, and I was trying to like ignore his, you know, vibes, but it was getting more and more difficult, and it really got impossible when Cash came up behind me and like whispered. It's super loud, right? So he whispers in my ear, or probably yelled in my ear, and he's like, "Are you ready, Stacy? Let's go. Are you ready? I'm gonna hook on to you. We're gonna go. Remember what we practiced?" And I was all like, "Yeah, I'm totally good. This is gonna be awesome." And then the door opened. And as much as my mind wanted to have this amazing experience, every cell in my body said, "Oh no fucking way, this is not happening." I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it literally shut down. And Cash is there, and again, by the way, this was a few years ago, still have not watched the video and only pulled one picture. So I really don't remember most of it. I can tell you that what I'm thinking happened is like he was like halfway out and halfway in the plane, kind of like leaning over because he's attached to me, trying to make me stand up, right? And here I am, this woman of my size, trying to sort of convince my legs to actually stand up. But not only do they not want to, they're numb, because my entire body has been laying on them for so long, right? So I look up and I see this thing and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's something I could grab onto to hold to maybe prop myself up. And I reach my hand up. I've learned my lesson. It is red and hanging from the ceiling of an airplane. You do not want to try to grab for it. The pilot and Cash, no, top of their lungs. I'm like, okay, great. Hold on to my, you know, thing, get up. And Cash has his foot out on the little, I'm going to call it a plank, because that's kind of what it looked like. And he's like, get your foot out here, you need to get out. And I just couldn't. So my foot's like sort of dangling out of like midair, because I can't find the step. And I hear him go, "You need to look for the step." And I go, "Have you not heard me? I'm petrified of heights." And from the back of the plane, and I find this out later, my son had no clue what was going on because you can't hear anything. But from the back of the plane, I hear clear as day Gavin's voice scream, "You've got this, Mom. You've got this. Come on, do this. This is your dream." And it immediately snapped me out of it. And I put my foot onto the plank. And somehow, I don't remember how, I put my second foot onto the plank. And the other thing is, what they want you to do is go towards the front of the plank, far enough out, almost like you're at a diving board with like your toes over. Well, that wasn't happening. So Cash, kind of like what you would do for like, you know, like a dog that's not moving, or like maybe your toddler who just refuses to leave the toy section, and you kind of like gently like kick their feet and their knees. He gets me up far enough to where I literally hear him say, "Well, I guess this is it. We're just going to go." And we tumble out of the plane. And I will tell you, I'm glad that was exciting for you, because it was unbelievably exciting for me. It was honest, I'm not even joking, it was honestly the most freeing I had felt in years. I'm talking 20-year marriage to asswipe's twin brother. I'm talking breast cancer journey that can fill four more of these stories. They've heard it. They know. And everything else. And it was, I finally felt alive. I felt free. I was whooping. I was hollering. I was like, this is the best thing ever. Parachute opens. We got like situated. We're finally sort of able to talk because the wind had calmed down a little bit. With the parachute, and Cash like, "How are you doing?" And he's trying to GoPro me, and I'm like, "I'm doing great. This was amazing." And I think he was shocked, because that is not the answer he expected. And we land on the ground, and he unhooks, and I turn around and I give him like the biggest bear hug ever, and I am bawling, and I'm like, "That was amazing." And then my perfectionist side of me says, "Can we go do that again? Because I didn't do it correctly." And Cash looked at me dead serious and said, "Absolutely not. You're welcome to come back another time, but not right now. I can't do this." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "Well, wait, where's Gavin? Because in all of the videos, like, they all jump out together." Another lesson I've learned is that there's only a certain amount of airspace that you're allowed to let people out of a plane. I took so damn long. The plane had to go around another time to let Gavin out, which was actually kind of cool because I got to see him actually come down. He landed. Mr. like, you know, adrenaline rush king was super happy. But we, you know, hugged, and like I cried. He probably was like, "Mom, you're embarrassing me," whatever. We got our little video stuff. We pack up and we leave. And my dream, part of that perfectionist dream, was I'm going to leave all of that freaking fucking shit up there. And I'm going to land as a totally different person, because that's me. I want to wake up tomorrow and be 110 pounds and be it's an amazing model, right? Like, and that's not how life works. And I knew that, you know. So what it did give me the courage to do, it gave me the courage to look around and say, you know what? Like, my body is stronger than I thought it was ever going to be. My mind is stronger than I thought it was ever going to be. And I now get to make these little changes and take these little baby steps to become the person that I want to be in this world and show up in a totally different way. And I'm not there yet. I most likely will never be there. Neither will any of you. I hate to break the news to you. But what I have learned through all of it is to love my imperfect self. And that's my story. And it's under 8 minutes.